Satnam, hello, and welcome everyone to Shakti Activation Ascension Call, calling all ascenders, calling all light beings, calling all those who desire to move into these higher frequencies that are basically causing us to experience a wild ride. We'll put it that way, in this human body 3D sensory dimension, 2/25/2014. And I was just sharing on the call that today is actually my biological father's birthday. He is on the other side. He is in a higher dimension, and I do feel his presence, that he just came to visit me today. And I'm just feeling my heart, how much he gave me life, of course, but how loving and devoted he is and was as a father. He worked really hard, had his own business to support my mother, the four kids, the house, you know, the whole thing. So thank you. I just want to acknowledge thank you very much to my father. Had the beautiful, his nickname was Tubbs, but I used to think he had a really funny, old-fashioned name, and then I realized he has the same name as a Greek god, Horus, H-O-R-U-S, which is a very powerful mythological figure, but it was spelled H-O-R-A-C-E. I always thought that was a very old-fashioned name, which it is, but then I understood, wow, he does really carry that energy of the H-O-R-U-S, the very powerful archetypical energy. So thank you. So Yogi Bhajan is here, and I'm feeling that he's, you know, acknowledging, sharing with my father too. And we are in this wave of Piscean energy. So we were talking about how these tsunami waves wash in and then they wash out. Anybody remember that old song, Ebb Tide? The waves wash in and they wash out. So I was just saying that when the waves wash out, hit with these tsunamis of energy, it's kind of like we can look and see what's left on the beach. Is it shells for beachcombing, or is it, you know, residues of things that we need to clean up that are interfering with us surfing this wave of love and being able to stay on top of the wave and not get drowned by the wave. So that is the energy we're in. We are in the last sign of the zodiac, which is about surfing the spiritual wave with surrendering to spirit. So whatever is in the way of our receiving direct information and navigating our life, navigating our surfboard with that information, that connection with spirit will be shown to us. We'll put it that way. I had a very beautiful time this weekend, on Sunday actually, when I went with a friend just out to the mountains near here, Palomar Mountain, up in the mountains. It's only about 600 feet. I guess it was 6,000 feet, I mean. Sorry. I'm right on sea level, so yeah. So we went out to the mountains, and it's beautiful, oh, beautiful old oak trees and pine trees, 400-year-old trees, and we just sat on the ground, and we were breathing and meditating, and I felt really connected with Gaia, with Mother Earth, and I felt this. Now I am getting very ecstatic. Somebody needs to start this. Thank you. So I felt like this beautiful crystalline connection with the mother, and I was feeling that to be in places where we can be directly aligned with the frequencies of the mother and away from what I experienced to be the electromagnetic pollutants and smog of just living in the cities. And I live in a beautiful place, city-wise, but there is a huge Navy base here where I live, and we have planes flying over, and the Navy has a lot of very intense, whatever it is, electromagnetic I don't know what the word would be, instruments. Yeah, so when I'm away from here, I do feel that I can be a clearer channel for the divine. I can get more clear frequencies coming through my third eye, and I can feel my body more, and I can connect with the earth more. So it's just a very beautiful, right now I'm hearing a plane fly over. It's just a very beautiful, beautiful day, and then we went when we came down off the mountain, we went and spent some time in a beautiful jacuzzi, and it's just very relaxing and healing. And I was really feeling, I've been talking for a long time about, we've been, as a group, our Shakti Activation Tour, our Portals for Mortals, and portals being just those different ways to access these frequencies, so there could be different subjects or titles or topics that we can talk about as we do on these calls. These calls are Portals for Mortals calls also. But I felt that I really actually initiated in the beginning of the Portals for Mortals tours, which I'm sure you'll all be very happy about. So even though it was simple and it was just a place, you know, just a little over an hour away from where I live, it was very profound for me that I felt that I got that connection with spirit and earth in my body about something that I really have wanted to do for a long time, that I could actually begin that journey of that reconnection with the mother frequencies, with the divine mother within us, with birthing that, with moving forward in the birthing of the Shakti activation in all of us. So I'm feeling a lot of gratitude and a lot of alignment and with all of my fellow Shakti activators. And so we will look forward. I know that the time, moving into the time of having more in-person retreats, and I felt really glad about that. So that was a really important spiritual alignment for me, personal experience, and also just some other relationships that I just clearing up, telling the truth about, getting into what the alignment is that supports the bigger picture, that supports as we move into these ascending frequencies, these higher dimensions, the space of the heart. What is the dimension that really creates that unified field for all of us and doesn't like make us live in the illusion that if we hole up in our own little world, that that's going to be something that creates this unified field with the mother. So just for me, kind of speaking my truth in a couple other relationships and saying that really standing up for my spiritual truth and my spiritual alignment. So the astrology really supports during this time of tsunami Piscean wave to look at what the debris field is that, you know, we personally need to clear up to get into that personal, impersonal self, which Yogi Bhajan describes as the I am, where we're connected with ourselves and with the infinite. So we put one hand on our heart with the I am, and then open up to the infinite. Open up to the infinite and to really feel that connection as a heartbeat. Our individual selves, the infinite self. All right, so we have a little bit to talk about this more astrologically, what the planets are saying to us. So we have Mars joining with the north node of the moon in the sign of Libra. Last week we talked about Mars in Libra. So the moon's nodes go around the planet every 18.6 years. So the moon's nodes are in each sign about a year and a half. So this Mars in Libra is about a year and a half. And the north node of the moon is what we're evolving into. The south node is what we've come from. So it has to do with the future, how our souls evolve in the future, what we're going into. The path of the unknown, the path of what we haven't tried, the path of the unfamiliar. So it's scary. The unknown is scary. It could be dangerous. It's really dangerous when it's been in the sign of Scorpio, which we've had. So that's really going into the underworld, going down into the depths of the underworld, the depths of hell, down to the base chakra, down into where our kundalini lies until we uncoil it. So it's a time to really awaken ourselves out of the illusion that we're just here by ourselves, waken ourselves out of the illusion of being, of our individual selves not being connected to everything. So that's what we're going through. So as we merge more with the field, more with the relationships that we're in, and tell more of the truth, we start to get waves of energy, these tsunami waves, these Piscean waves, kundalini waves, orgasm waves. We start to get good waves of good feeling going through our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and into that divine union. So it's all being guided by love. So it moves up and it moves down and it shakes us up and it shakes us down and it shakes us out. So we've been moving out of the familiar and into creating the new. So we've got some time where we are this Libra energy, which is goddess energy, goddess of love and beauty. So what's beautiful? What's in harmony? What's Venusian? What's love? So what do we want to create that's beautiful? After we're getting out of the Pluto-Scorpio underworld, the deep, dark, getting naked and vulnerable and scared and helpless and powerless and having to surrender. And after we surrender, then we are able to become even bigger. So we've got pretty intense configurations happening, and I'm ready to move forward. I loved being out in nature and really connecting with the earth and doing the yoga and the breathing. It was so powerful, really feeling the mother. So as I said, we've been working the last few weeks, and Yogi Bhajan, smiling here, yes, you know, with the mind to, as he says, win the game of life. So, you know, he talks to us about it, and he's here right now saying, yeah, that he wants us to really work with our caliber. And he's saying to have the caliber, you must have what he calls the applied mind, and that's a mind that processes the positive, the negative, and acts from our neutral mind to express who we really are on a soul level. But the mind is here to express the soul, which is the infinite big part of us. So soul or spirit, those are some of those words where who knows what they really mean. But let's say to feel really free and be able to draw on the expanded self that we really are so that we can really feel our destiny and our highest identity and not be lost in the programs of 3D to speak, so to speak, of who other people have told us who we really are. So, you know, he's saying that our mind is a tool of our soul. It's a practical tool, like if you had a hammer. You know, if I had a hammer, right? So he's saying that we want to be able to use our minds and to understand how these tools that we have to use work to serve our expanded destiny, our unlimited self, so that we can have the caliber to live the most expanded, exalted experience of self that we can, and to work with the qualities of our mind. So just go ahead and take a breath and just feel the vastness of your infinite self. And then exhale. And just feel that you're floating in your soul. in your expanded self, in your infinite self. And, you know, Yogi Bhajan says, when we have the experience to relate to our mind in that way, like we take a breath first, and then we relate to our mind, rather than what he's saying that we've been trained to do in 3D, is listen to our mind and, you know, sit in school, learn all kinds of useless information, right? And try to train our mind to memorize facts that other people want us to learn. He's saying that we lose touch, that we got it reversed. So he's saying just feel your expansion and your infinite self first, and then notice how your mind works, negative, positive, neutral mind, to solve the problem or arrange the situation or whatever it is that we're trying to do in that moment, so that we can work with our mind from a place of soul wisdom rather than reaction. So he talks to us about the different areas of the mind, and he talks about even more than the negative, positive, and neutral mind. He's saying that there's a mind called the manas mind, which is the sensory. And we've talked a lot about sensory beings, having our senses, working with our senses, and we were talking about the tamasic, rajasic, and sattvic qualities of our being, which have to do with how we use our senses. And he said that this quality of the mind gives us our identity and our attachments. And then we have the part of our mind that perceives what is reality. And then three parts of the mind, like I said, negative, positive, and neutral mind, which gives us these nine aspects of the mind. So we have our sensory system and our perception, and then the qualities, how the mind actually functions. So that may seem like it's getting really complex, but the most important thing is to know that we're navigating these parts of the mind from our expanded soul state, our Piscean state of being. And when we can do that, then we can bring forth this infinite vibration of unified consciousness, connection with the mother, uplift the planet, ascension, all the things that we're talking about, actually into being in physical form. And that's what I was saying I was feeling this weekend when I actually got away from the city and into the mountains. I was really feeling that expanded state, and I was focusing on pranayama and breathing exercises, and really feeling and breathing, feeling more oxygen in my body, in my blood, and I could really clear my mind when I got away from, like I said, the electromagnetic pollution of the city, to feel that I could operate from that state. And now we're in, as we said, that unknown state, that Piscean state, that north node of the moon, the Mars in Libra. This is, okay, how can we bring the future, these ascension frequencies, into the planet at this time? And we get the direct communication and alignment of that actually happening to build up the field. So then life becomes a gift. It becomes the Guru Prasad, which is interesting since, as I said, today is my biological father's birthday, and he participated along with my mother and other forces to, you know, bring the gift of life to me. So I'm honoring that gift of life. We're honoring that gift of life, that frequency. So when we can experience our unlimited, unembodied self, our soul self, and relate to that as our point of reference rather than our mind as a point of reference first, then we can experience the infinite blessing of life as a gift. So that's the purpose of the energies happening at this time and the energies on this call today, to experience life as an infinite expanded gift, and that we can pull that through, pull those frequencies through. So we're going to be chanting Ekonkar Satguru Prasad, Ek Omkar. So Ek Omkar is bringing through that experience of oneness, of unity. And of course, Sat is truth, and Guru Prasad is the gift of the divine, which is the Guru is the light, Guru Prasad the gift. So we're bringing that through. So we're going to go ahead and chant that mantra and move into this frequency field together.
Satguru Prasad, Ek Omkar, Satsang with Mooji. Keep on coming, 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 keep on coming
With your soul, the infinite Yogi Bhajan, your own fathers and mothers, and let it go. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for moving into these ascension frequencies with us, and thank you, my father and Yogi Bhajan. You're thanking us, and it looks like they're going on to their next assignment. So, if anyone would like to share their experience, I'd like this to be kind of a supportive call where people can share their own experiences too and their comments and feelings so we can all kind of be in this soup together, this ascension soup. Hey, that'd be a good name for a book, right? Ascension soup. Good. So would anybody like to share?
I think that's a cute name for a book as well.
Yeah.
I am working at a bead store that my girlfriend owns, and I was chanting as I was beading a necklace that was broken, and it was quite delightful. It was very meditative, one bead at a time, and really just getting into the mantra and the feeling of it. So it was very uplifting, and it felt like I was infusing my work as well.
Mhm. Wow, beautiful. Thank you.
I love you. And thank you to your father for you and your mother.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Because I try to push up a star 6 and it says my line is muted. No matter what I did, it's always muted. I'm like, all right.
Maybe it's the alternate technologies we're hearing you through, not the phone.
Amen. Amen to that. But I wanted to tell you this choice of mantra that you choose is perfect for wave. That's how I felt.
Wow.
Ekam Kar Sadguru Prasad, I felt it inside my belly. I'm like, ooh, this is like life. So it's a beautiful mantra, the creator and the creation are one. And if you, I went like deep into it, and I start feeling this wave, and I said, ooh, this is a great mantra. I will continue this week with these wave things that we have.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful,
yeah,
thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Yogi Bhajan saying, yes, this is would be like a really great week to practice this mantra. I think I'll teach it in my class tonight. So, yeah, thank
cool.
you for saying that.
Isn't it one that's really good for intuition?
Hmm? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it connects the I am, like Arit was saying, the finite with the infinite. It's the mirror, Satguru Prasad, Satguru Prasad.
Hmm.
If you repeat it twice.
Right.
I love it.
I love it too.
Beautiful.
Satnam. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. For a very long time, I couldn't speak on the phone, but today you asked to share, and I've been going through a very rough time, connected exactly with the Ekonkar. Lately, I see so many pet peeves happening. I feel the technology and the world we live now in, it's very mistreating women a lot of bad things. In my personal life, I was very disappointed by the relationship I had, and it lingering for more than a year. And I have a very hard time believing that actually there is a God anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So if any of you can help. I mean, I have hope. I did cry deeply. But I kept thinking that I can't understand how God can allow these things and what. How can we cause each other so much emotional stress and trauma? And how can we be so cruel with each other? And can humanity live in a different way? Isn't there a chance to actually be human more than animal? Because a lot of that is not happening right now. I don't think.
Keep practicing staying within the healing vibration. Keep your mantras close to your heart. And the more you change your vibration, the more you'll attract what you really, really, what your heart truly desires. And I don't know how to explain this, but one of the things that they say in Kundalini Yoga, and I'm imagining that Yogi Bhajan said it, was if it happens to you, it happens through you. So if you could just meditate on that, and see where your vibration isn't meeting your highest vibration and why the things that you're seeing are happening, that might be helpful, I hope. I don't know if it made any sense. Thank you. You're welcome.
I
know that the mantras help me.
Yeah, I think this is a time where, like, you know, we're really seeing, like I said, the wave image, when the wave goes out, what's left. And I feel that for myself, too. I'm seeing more clearly the parts that are really unintegrated and not connected. So it's almost like it's very poignant and feels really, I feel some of the unintegrated relationships I've been in very deeply and very poignantly. So I think it just means to me I'm supposed to clean them up and get in a divine alignment. For me, I kind of need to speak my truth in a couple of relationships I've been in, which I was just working with this morning. So I feel with the Pisces energy is so sensitive and so open that for me I feel things more deeply and more intensely, things that aren't of the heart are out of alignment. So it's kind of like a time of energy being exposed. I don't know if anybody else does that.
Oh, I totally feel that as well. And when I'm feeling that, sometimes it helps to feel that the opposite is always available, so that when you are feeling really low or confused or hurt in a relationship or in life, that knowing that the opposite exists in that very moment, and like I said, mantra is so healing vibrationally to every cell in the body, and I felt really that the one that you chose was beautiful and really helpful. So maybe working with that this week, I'm not sure who the caller is, but we feel you, we love you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Would anybody else like to share any feelings, experiences, what they've been going through? But I definitely feel for all of us, for ourselves and for the world, to work with this mantra this week for healing ourselves and just giving it to the world, you know, giving that gift to the world of mantra, of frequency, of love.
Mm.
Yeah,
and I like how you tied that in with the gift of light and recognizing that it is a gift, especially when we have loved ones on the other side.
Mm-hmm. I'm really feeling from my, you know, my mother and my father and Yogi Bhajan on the other side that they're really wanting me to get through some of my personal difficulties. And really be successful in, you know, my destiny or bringing the gift through. It's really an interesting experience that I'm feeling that I actually have my mother is understanding a lot more about me now. I think I've been talking a little bit about it on the call, but I'm feeling that I'm actually in relationship, but a divine relationship with both my parents, feeling my father today in that way, which I actually haven't felt exactly this way, and Yogi Bhajan. So, yeah, it's really interesting to me to feel those kind of higher frequencies and that love. So I don't know if anybody else feels that, but it's been interesting for me to feel really good about my parents' kind of unfiltered love, you know, since they're on the other side. Just feel very we have so many filters, you know, in 3D, and so many duties and responsibilities, and but I think sometimes we miss the bigger picture. So I think that's the gift of this Pisces energy and the Guru Prasad mantra.
That was so beautifully said. Thank you. It made it very easy to understand and hear when you said unfiltered.
Beautiful. Well, I'm really feeling the cohesiveness and the support of the group and our unified field energy, so to speak. So I'll be meditating with everybody this week in my heart. And I'll look forward to hearing how this meditation works for everybody this week. Thank you. Anybody else like to say anything before we complete today? Next time we'll do it by itself. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Prince Siri. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Love you guys. Love you too.
Love you.
Satnam, everyone. Satnam, thank you.